Jamestown Mayor advocates for Exit 257 survey. Carrington Mayor directs flags at half-staff for police chief. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich is encouraging city residents and anyone else who uses Exit 257 to take a survey being conducted by the North Dakota Department of Transportation. The exit, which was closed for repairs on June 13th, has been inoperable since then. During this time, the NDDOT is gathering feedback on traffic patterns while the exit is closed.
The DOT has a survey out there on how that is affecting people. And our good friends at the DOT, I think it's no secret that they would, you know, if they had a magic wand, the exit would probably disappear.
Heinrich says it's important for people to take the survey.
I think any of us that travel west back and forth, we understand how critical having an exit at that location is, and that the DOT needs to hear from you so that if nobody lets them know that, they will take that as nobody cares. And I know from the people that I talk to, there's a lot of people that care and care a lot.
You can find the survey online at newsdakota.com.
As mayor of the city of Carrington, I'm requesting our city, businesses, and homes lower our flags to half staff in honor of our fallen police officer, Brandon Sola.
Carrington Mayor Tom Erdman directing flags to be flown at half staff through Saturday for fallen police chief Brandon Sola. Services will be held Saturday, July 9th at Oak Valley Lutheran Church in Velva.
This request to lower our flags is in conjunction with Governor Burgum's directive to fly our flags at half staff for the victims of the Highland Park, Illinois shooting on July 4th. From now through Saturday evening.
And one person was taken to the hospital after a stabbing in South Fargo. Police responded around 6:15 p.m. Wednesday to the 1000 block of Page Drive. Authorities say the suspect and victim knew each other and have been interviewed by police. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, like us on Facebook at News Dakota.